Vacodja Tofodja Roid Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends, Diva Corja Thofolcha Rovgdi Erclor Sounds Irish, and welcome to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bullard and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you for this week's programme. Just get the housekeeping matters in order, first of all. It is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air, but of course you can contact me at any time by email. joebullard2@aircom.net, joebollard, and a figure 2, at aircom. We've got to watch how you spell this, eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. If you've got a request, a comment, an observation, whatever, even a criticism, if you so wish. And I'd be delighted to hear from you. And of course, you can always join me on Facebook and on Twitter. Become one of my followers on Twitter. One of my many followers on Twitter. Joe Blogs in Bray. JoeBloggsInBray. Joe Blogs in Bray. Bray is the town in which I live, which is about 12 miles south of Dublin. Dublin, the capital of Ireland. Whereas 12 miles, as I say, on the coast, beautiful little town, I wouldn't change it for the world. Anyway, enough of my prattle. We're starting with a song from, yes, the Dubliners. We haven't had the Dubliners, and we might even have them again on the programme later on, if you tidy up your room and behave yourselves. Here, they're telling us all about a very special man, Donegal Danny.
Remember the night that he came in from the wintry cold and damp. A giant of a man in an oilskin coat and the bundle that told he was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint, then turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu, St. Donegal Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal Danny's been here.
Then in a voice that was hushed and low, he said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the roads, and never more will set sail. I fished out a post and Killybegs, Ardglass and Baltimore. But the cruel sea has beaten me, and I'll end my days on the shore.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here.
One fateful night, in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybegs town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal, and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked the sea, and never counted the cost. But I never thought, ere that night was done, that my fine friends would all be lost.
So
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friend that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu. Saint Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here.
Then the storm, it broke and drove the boat to the rocks about 10 miles from shore. As we fought the tide, we hoped inside to see our homes once more. Then we struck a rock and holed a bow, and all of us knew that she'd go down. So we jumped right into the icy sea and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea was rising still as we struck out for the land. And she fought with all her cruelty to claim that gallant man. By St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore. And I cursed the sea for what she'd done, and vowed to sail her nevermore.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friend that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll be you and you. Saint Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny.
Fading away into the sunset. The Dubliners with Ronnie Drew singing the lead vocals. They're telling us all about Donegal Danny. Now here's a song from Kevin Prendergast that I haven't heard before.
I've often heard my father speak of Ireland's lakes and dells. Place must be like heaven if it's half like what it tells. There's roses there and shamrocks fair and laughing waters flow. Ireland must be heaven if it's half like what I know. Ireland must be heaven, for my mother came from there. I've never seen a living soul, one half nor sweet nor fair. Her eyes, their light is starlight, and the white dove match her hair. Ireland must be heaven, for my mother came from there. In my fondest dreams, all Ireland's lakes and dells, I see a stairway to the sky formed by perfect wings. Each wave that's in the ocean blue just love the half the shore. And if Ireland isn't heaven, then it must be right next door. Ireland must be heaven, for my mother came from there. I've never seen a living soul, one half nor sweet nor fair. Her eyes are like the starlight, and the white dove match her hair. Ireland must be heaven, for my mother came from there. Ireland must be heaven, for my mother came from there.
Ireland must be heaven, 'cause my mother came from there. That was Kevin Prendergast. Well, last week, who was it? Sean McDermott, I think, was telling us that Ireland was a little bit of heaven. Well, maybe I'm a bit biased, but it is, you know. Now, this is total and utter self-indulgence on the part of Joe Bollard, because not only is it sung by one of my favourite groups, the Rankin Family, but it's one of my favourite Irish songs. The poem written by William Butler Yeats. You know what's coming, regular listeners do anyway. It's the Rankin Family's interpretation of that lovely song, Down by the Sally Gardens. And every time I play this track, I tell you that Sally is the Irish word for willow. Well, friends, we are picking up new listeners every week, and I like to get it as clear as possible. Down by the Sally Gardens from the Rankins. This is gorgeous.
Down by the
Would you not agree? That is absolutely gorgeous. From the Rankins and down by the Sally Gardens. We're going to move it up slightly, tempo-wise, that is, anyway. We're having a track from Barnbrack, and it tells us all about Mickey Marley. Now, Mickey Marley had a wee horse, and he built himself a cart, and then he made a roundabout, and he went through the streets of Belfast, giving children a ride on his homemade roundabout. But then, listen to what happened. Barnbrack.
Mickey Marley had a wee horse. He kept it at the back of the house, of course. It wouldn't eat grass and it wouldn't eat hay, but it would eat sugar lumps all the day. Mickey got wood and wheels for a start. Then he sat down and made a wee cart. He hammered and he hammered and he footered about until he had built a roundabout. Round and round, then up and down, through the streets of Belfast town. All the children laugh and shout, for here comes Mickey's roundabout. Then he went from street to street, a penny a time, and pick your seat. A hobby horse or a motor car, jump on some and howl a bar. The children's faces shine with glee, laughs and smiles a sight to see. Haven't got a penny and your ma's gone out, you could still get on his roundabout. Then alas, to his dismay, the roundabout was burnt one day. For Mickey lost everything he had, and all the children were so sad. But his friends, they gathered round from every part of Belfast town. They hammered and they hammered and they footered about, and built him a brand new roundabout.
Round and round and up and down, through the streets of Belfast town. All the children laugh and shout, for here comes Mickey's roundabout.
Hobby horses don't get old on Wednesdays, don't feel the cold. But Mickey knows each winter past, the roundabout is still at last. No more we'll hear the happy sound of his roundabout in Belfast town. But we thank the horse and the wee small man for the joy they spread across the land.
Round and round and up and down, through the streets of Belfast town. All the children laugh and shout, for here comes Mickey's roundabout. Round and round and up and down, through the streets of Belfast town. All the children laugh and shout.
Barnbrack. They're telling us all about Mickey Marley's roundabout. Now, Barnbrack, I just want to explain what Barnbrack is. Around Halloween, we here in Ireland, I don't, but a lot of people bake Barnbrack. It's a sort of an Irish loaf. And at the Halloween time, they put little trinkets in, like a ring or a coin. And if you get a slice of it, and in that slice, you might get a ring. That means you're going to find a man or a woman. And if you find the piece with the coin in it, well, that means you're going to get rich. Don't ask me what the ingredients of Barnbrack are, but I tell you what, it tastes lovely. Now, we're going to change style again totally, because we're going to have a song, Oscailga. Now, you've heard me use that phrase before on Sounds Irish. Oscailga means, in Irish, the Irish language. Now, I'd just like to clear up something else while I'm here. Gaelic is a number of languages. For instance, there's Scots Gaelic, and even the Welsh language is a Gaelic language. And then there's the Isle of Man Gaelic, and even in Britain, they have their own Gaelic. But we talk about Irish when we speak in our own tongue. We talk about Irish. Oscailga, a beautiful song from Mary Black. Now, recently we had Mary Black singing all about the Rose of Allendale. Here's a very young sounding Mary Black singing a song, Oscailga, entitled Magillamar. It means my hero. You mightn't be able to understand what she's singing about, but the melody is beautiful. Mary Black and Magillamar.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice of Mary Black there and Murilla Marr. Now, this next track might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I like it. Might not even be your cup of coffee, but it's an example of Irish, how can I put it, Irish bluegrass, or should it be Irish greengrass? Also, it's a very good example of raw Irish singing. Now, the accompaniment is Sharon Shannon and the band. But the singer is an elderly man called Desi O'Halloran. He sings it in his own inimitable way. And it's called I've Waited As Long As I Can. Now, I know when you hear this, you're going to say yes, like I did when I heard it. Or, oh dear, what's that all about? So I leave it up to you. But here's Desi O'Halloran with Sharon Shannon. And a good example of Irish, well, how Irish music influenced American music. And how often do I say that?
I can sell. I know you are time to make up your mind. I waited as long as I can. Waiting for you, say you love me, say you love me. Long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night, your love so divine. I waited as long as I can. And all I can do, said all I can say, I can't make you understand. I wanted you for mine, but I wasted my time. I waited as long as I can. waiting for you. Say you love me, say you love me. And long for the day you take my heart. I asked again last night in your love so divine. I waited as long as I can. Goodbye, as the tears roll from my eyes. You have made it plain that I can win. No one will ever know the pain I've been through. I waited as long as I can. I waited for you. Say you love me, say you love me. And long for the day you take my hand. I asked again last night, your love so divine. I waited as long as I can.
Friends, that's the only recording of Desi O'Halloran I have. I've been frantically looking round for more, but I can't find it. But I'll keep looking because I liked that. That was I Waited As Long As I Can from Desi O'Halloran with Sharon Shannon and the band. This is one of those tracks I had left over from last week. I dearly wanted to play this for a good listener who I haven't heard of for a long time. So I'm just wondering if Mary over there in Mississauga is listening. I'm dedicating this to you, and I wanted to include it on our St. Patrick's Day programme, but I ran out of time. I'd love to hear from you, Mary, if you get the opportunity to drop me a line. This is Johnny McAvoy's interpretation of that lovely song, My Lovely Rose of Clare.
Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. The sun, it shone out like a jewel on the lovely hills of Clare. When I strolled along with my sweet love one evening at the fair, her eyes they shone like silver streams, with her long, long golden hair. I wondered the heart of a young sweet lass, my lovely rose of clay. Oh, my lovely rose of clay, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely rose of clay. We walked down by the river bank, where the lovely Shannon glides, and listened to the nightingale singing songs for you and I. And now to say goodbye, farewell to all you people there, for I have stolen the heart of one, my lovely rose of clay. Oh, my lovely rose of clay, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely rose of clay. And I will always love you, my lovely rose of clay.
Johnny McAvoy and My Lovely Rose of Clare. Clare, a beautiful county situated on the west coast of Ireland. This next song I've played time and time again since day one of Sounds Irish, various versions of it. But I don't think you've ever heard the way it's been treated on this next track. It's that lovely Cork song, On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. And as I say so often, Lee is the river on which Cork stands. And whenever Cork people get together, they sing this song. So I'm dedicating it to any Cork listener, no matter what part of the world you're in. It's an unusual treatment of the song by Ireland's number one army band.